Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I'm looking forward to this interview because this dude is excited, I tell you. Joining us now on the guest hotline, he is the one and only Ross Uglum of the Packer Report. Follow him on X at Ross Uglum. Ross, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
He's on the phone.
Speaking. Oh, yeah. Boy, am I stupid. Holy crap. Don't get old, Ross Uglum. Do not get old. I bring you up on StreamYard and he's like, he's on the phone. Oh, my God. What's up, Ross?
Is he good?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, you're good. No, I brought you up on the board for StreamYard to do video, and you're clearly on the phone. And Charlie's like, he's on the phone, Sparky. Way to go, there, knucklehead. Okay, so I wanted to get you on, obviously, to talk about what's going on with the Packers coaching staff. Now, really, this is kind of the first time where we've seen the Packers on the offensive side of the ball do something different. Everybody wanted Luke Butkus gone. Some people wanted Stanovich gone as offensive coordinator as well. People wanted Bisaccia gone as special teams coordinator. And as of right now, none of them are gone. I don't think any of them will be gone. Then comes the development today that the Packers wide receivers coach was wanted by Sean Manning of the Eagles. So he departs stage left. And the Packers hire Penn State wide receivers coach Noah Pauley, who, of course, was the coach of Christian Watson when he was at North Dakota State. They describe him as a rising star from everything I've seen. You really, really like this guy. Tell us all about him.
Yeah, Noah's awesome. When Chris Kleiman left North Dakota State to take the job at Kansas State, Noah Pauley was hired by Matt Entz to coach receivers at NDSU. At the time, Noah was the offensive coordinator at his alma mater, Division II's University of Minnesota, Duluth. Noah, as a player, owns a lot of records at Duluth and was an unbelievable wide receiver there, and is just one of those people. And I've played golf with Noah. I know people that know him well. Described as annoyingly good at everything. That kid on the playground that was good at basketball, good at football, good at soccer. And then later on in life, good at darts, good at billiards, good at ping pong, just good at everything. You wanted him on your team. But beyond that, he's an exceptional football coach. You know, I think the obvious one's going to be Christian Watson. But even the development of, like, former Packer Darius Shepherd, who, you know, didn't have the most physical gifts in the world, right? Like, not the most athletic guy to ever make it into the NFL, but a multiple-time All-American, did make it to the NFL, hung around professional football for a long time, and then takes that Iowa State job, and man, Xavier Hutchinson, Jalen Noel, Jaden Higgins, just sending dude after dude after dude into the league, and it's not like he was coaching at Alabama. I mean, constant development of excellent wide receivers, and he's just really smart. Like I said, a former play caller, again, at the NCAA Division II level, but played the position, understands the position, teaches the position well, has developed talent, and just awesome, man. He was part of the Packers Minority Fellowship Program, so he has done some coaching in Green Bay during the summer when he was at North Dakota State. He's familiar with Green Bay. He's familiar with the staff, and he's just a 10 out of 10 human being. I mean, I'll never claim to be, you know, best friends with Noah. He would take my call if I called him, but he is just a great dad with a young family, and I could not have nicer things to say about the coach and the man.
I've not seen a single thing that wasn't complimentary towards our guy, new wide receivers coach Noah Pauley. My thing on this is, and where I got excited was, okay, so apparently he interviewed for the OC job with the Niners, I think it was last year, as well, which obviously is good because that means the Shanahan tree is all in on this guy, obviously, if they're interviewing him to be OC. Is there a world in where he impresses enough to where eventually he climbs this food chain potentially in Green Bay?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, you can see their path, right? I mean, even another former NDSU guy whose name has been bandied about, Connor Singer.
Yep.
Young, up and coming, like upper Midwest guy, right? So Noah is not only played at Minnesota Duluth, he's from Duluth. He is, I mean, it's a 6-hour drive from Duluth to Green Bay.
We're heard in Duluth here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network on the game in Duluth. So hello, Duluth.
What's up, Duluth? Shout out to Coach Pauley. One of your own, Duluth pride. Absolutely. They're very interested in these up and coming dudes from the upper Midwest. I think it's interesting because you say the Shanahan scheme, and he's going to be really scheme diverse in his background because there's not that many similarities to what that scheme is and like what he was teaching at North Dakota State or Iowa State under Matt Campbell. So there's a lot of similarities in how you teach that position no matter what. But as far as just like, you know, what playbooks have you learned? Where have you been educated? There's not going to be a lot that he can't run. And for sure, I think he's a future. I think he's a future Power Four offensive coordinator or NFL offensive coordinator. And I wouldn't be surprised if just the way that.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The things are going. If he wants to stay in the pros, I think a lot of guys in the NIL transfer portal era, once they can get into the pros, want to stay in the pros.
So with Ross Uglum, Packer Report. Follow my next at Ross Uglum. A Packers are our new wide receiver coach. You brought up Connor Singer, who played here locally in the Milwaukee area at Pius High School, was an unbelievable quarterback when he was at Pius. And obviously we've seen him rise through the ranks now and interviewing for OC jobs, quarterback coaches jobs. Hasn't landed one as of yet. He was on the Cardinal staff, obviously, last year when Gannon was there. What do you like most about what Singer brings? And does it seem like a fit with a guy like Jordan Love?
Oh, I think it'd be awesome. I mean, not maybe to the purview of like your audience, but his boss when he was at North Dakota State was Randy Hedberg. And obviously he, you know, made waves as a pro coach in Arizona and has certainly worked his way up through that system. I mean, he was, I'm sure a coffee getter right when he got to Arizona. Yeah. And worked his way up. I think maybe even a passing game coordinator title. I'm not 100% sure, but, Cole Payton, who was the MVP of the Senior Bowl, is about to be the fifth. And keep in mind, Randy, I think, took this job in like 2013. So he's going to be the fifth Bison quarterback drafted, oof, you know, in the last 15 years.
Wow.
I don't think either of your two markets, the Wisconsin Badgers or the Minnesota Golden Gophers, want to look at how many quarterbacks they've had drafted in that same amount of time. And this is a lot less about me pumping up NDSU than it is just understand when you're basically getting 2-3-0 star QBs and developing them into pros consistently, and you spend every day in that room learning from Randy and producing these kinds of results. I mean, that's the foundation of his ability to teach quarterbacks, is to take zero stars out of the upper Midwest and put them in the league. And honestly, I mean, there's some common ground there too with Jordan Love. I mean, he played at Utah State. This is, yep. Jordan Love did not come from USC or Notre Dame or even Cal, where Aaron Rodgers came from. This is a Mountain West guy. So Connor Singer's, you know, background as a Division III QB who came up through the FCS ranks as a coach, I think there's a ton of common ground there.
What about what this quarterback room needs? Because Malik Willis probably not coming back, right? So then you have to figure out what you're doing. Ritter is still there. McCord, they got there too. They signed after the season was done. Potentially a draft pick. But then the star, obviously, is Jordan Love. So what are you really looking for in that quarterback, coach? Is it more about how he's going to work with Jordan Love? Is it more about how he's going to develop the guy behind Jordan Love to be ready like they did with Malik Willis? What's the most important thing for you, Ross? And if it's about Love, what does he need to fix?
I don't know that he needs to fix anything, but when you get to the level that Jordan Love is at, where, you know, I know Bears fans don't want to hear this and Vikings fans don't want to hear this, and because of Green Bay's market size and Green Bay's unfortunate lack of the last couple seasons of not winning playoff games, I mean, Jordan Love's right now playing statistically as a top 6 or 7 QB in the league. That matches what my eyes see. It matches all the advanced numbers. And basically, if you extrapolate his actual numbers over 17 starts, I wish he'd stay healthier, but that's not something Connor Singer or any quarterback coach can fix.
Yep.
I mean, he is an elite quarterback. He's the guy. And ultimately, the point of this whole thing is to win a championship. And other than, you know, that fever dream Nick Foles run, like, you're not winning a title with your backup quarterback. So while it's important that they see what they have in Ritter, I don't think it's much. I'm slightly more intrigued by Kyle McCord, but you know, a draft pick or another reclamation project. I'd be interested in Trey Lance. Obviously, Connor and Noah and Christian, having worked with Trey at NDSU before, certainly would be. I mean, if the Colts are willing to just give Anthony Richardson away, I'd be interested in that. I mean, I think another, you know, young toolsy QB as a reclamation project is probably more exciting to me than Kyle McCord or Desmond Ridder. But again, a draft pick could be just as exciting. And Connor Sanger or whomever the next QB coach with, and that's another thing to remember, guys, like the quarterback's coach is Matt LaFleur. And I know that Dom Clements plays a big role and you know, the position is important, but the QB largely, and it was this way with Mike McCarthy as well, the QB's development is going to have a massive amount to do with the head coach. And so the question would be, you know, how well can Sanger kind of match up with him? But to kind of reinforce my answer to your original question, yeah, the most important thing is what they do with Jordan Love, because ultimately the point is to win a championship, and the quarterback that's going to be in the game if you're winning a championship with the Packers is going to be Jordan Love.
Do you let Jordan Love in on helping to make the decision?
Yeah, I mean, I don't love that. I think we saw that at the end of the Rodgers tenure. I think players should play.
Yep.
And that's about it. You know, a lot of the guys, when Rodgers went on that rant that he ranted about, Goody was right, you know, and that I think is not specific to him. Like, I don't think he's just an idiot. I think players should play. But if there's a tiebreaker to be made, or if, you know, okay, well, hey, we're down to these two guys. What do you think? Or, hey, what did you think of Connor? Like, I think all of that input is valuable. With that said, I mean, if you're going to sign Matt LaFleur to a long-term extension, he darn well better be able to pick his own coaches without asking the QB. And I think, at least so far, Love doesn't strike me in the way that Rodgers did, especially towards the end of his career. I think Love is a lot more laid back.
Yep, I agree with you on that. Ross Uglum, Packer Report. Follow him on X at Ross Uglum. Thanks so much for coming on, man, and educating us on the new Packers wide receiver coach and some quarterback coach options as well.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.